By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله عز وجل Welcome back to our program Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We're going to be watching some beautiful, mashallah Azza wa Jal things today. Obviously, we start off with the recitation of the Quran. And also, we've got our daily reminder, daily hadith. So it's a beautiful package that will, inshallah Azza wa Jal, start our early morning. So wherever you are in the world, if you're in the UK, if you're in Europe, if you're in Africa, or if you're in the Americas, wherever you are, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Madani Channel, our program Rise and Shine. So let's start off the program with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ مِن قَبْلُ لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارِ وَكَانَ عَهْدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولًا
اور بے شک اس سے پہلے وہ اللہ سے عہد کر چکے تھے کہ پیٹھ نہ پھیریں گے اور اللہ کا عہد پوچھا جائے گا
قُلْ لَنْ يَنفَعْكُمُ الْفِرَارُ إِن فَرَرْتُم مِّنَ الْمَوْتِ أَوِ الْقَتْلِ وَإِذَا لَا تُمَتَّعُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا
تم فرماؤ ہرگز تمہیں بھاگنا نفع نہ دے گا اگر موت یا قتل سے بھاگو اور جب بھی دنیا نہ برتنے دیے جاؤ گے مگر تھوڑی
قُلْ مَاذَا الَّذِي يَعْصِمُكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ سُوءًا أَوْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ رَحْمَةً
تم فرماؤ وہ کون ہے جو اللہ کا حکم تم پر سے ٹال دے اگر وہ تمہارا برا چاہے یا تم پر مہر یعنی رحم فرمانا چاہے
وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا
اور وہ اللہ کے سوا کوئی حامی نہ پائیں گے نہ مددگار
قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الْمُعَوِّقِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالْقَائِلِينَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ هَلُمْ إلينا ولا يأتون البأس إلا قليلا
بے شک اللہ جانتا ہے تمہارے ان کو جو اوروں کو جہاد سے روکتے ہیں اور اپنے بھائیوں سے کہتے ہیں ہماری طرف چلے آؤ اور لڑائی میں نہیں آتے مگر تھوڑے
أشحة عليكم فإذا جاء الخوف رأيتهم ينظرون إليك تدور أعينهم كالذي يغشى عليه من الموت
تمہاری مدد میں گئی یعنی کوتاہی کرتے ہیں پھر جب ڈر کا وقت آئے تم انہیں دیکھو گے تمہاری طرف یوں نظر کرتے ہیں کہ ان کی آنکھیں گھوم رہی ہیں جیسے کسی پر موت چھائی ہو
فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الْخَوْفُ سَلَقُوكُمْ بِأَلْسِنَةٍ حِدَادٍ أَشِحَّةً عَلَى الْخَيْرِ
پھر جب ڈر کا وقت نکل جائے تمہیں تانے دینے لگیں تیز زبانوں سے مال غنیمت کے لالچ میں
أُولَئِكَ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا فَأَحْبَطَ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا
یہ لوگ ایمان لائے ہی نہیں تو اللہ نے ان کے عمل اکارت کر دیے، اور یہ اللہ کو آسان ہے۔
يحسبون الاحزاب لم يذهبوا،
وہ سمجھ رہے ہیں کہ کافروں کے لشکر ابھی نہ گئے۔
وَإِن يَأْتِ الْأَحْزَابُ يَوَدُّوا لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ بَادُونَ فِي الْأَعْرَابِ يَسْأَلُونَ عَنْ أَنْبَائِكُمْ،
اور اگر لشکر دوبارہ آئیں تو ان کی خواہش ہوگی کہ کسی طرح گاؤں میں نکل کر تمہاری خبریں پوچھتے۔
وَلَوْ كَانُوا فِيكُمْ مَا قَاتَلُوا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا،
اور اگر وہ تم میں رہتے جب بھی نہ لڑتے مگر تھوڑے۔
لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا،
بے شک تمہیں رسول اللہ کی پیروی بہتر ہے اس کے لیے کہ اللہ اور پچھلے دن کی امید رکھتا ہو اور اللہ کو بہت یاد کرے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ عز و جل، we were listening to Surah Al-Ahzab. Now remember, we are going through a sequence, so hopefully inshallah عز و جل, once the whole Quran is completed, we will start again, and most likely we are wanting to start with the English translation then. So inshallah as well, our English viewers can understand that as well. But if you don't understand this here now, don't worry, download Siratul Jinan. Siratul Jinan is the commentary of the Quran. Download that app, and inshallah as well, in that app you have the English Quranic translation as well, so you can always go through that and read that as well. And we have to read the translation so that we understand what the command of our Rabb Azza wa Jal is. And as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we all believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passing his messages on to us. But what is Allah Azza wa Jal saying to us? What is the command of Allah? What is the message from Allah? That's what we need to understand. And for that, we need to read the translation and the commentary of the Quran. And Siratul Jinan is a beautiful commentary available from Maktabatul Madina. You can download it free of charge. Remember, Dawat-e-Islami's departments, majority of them, you can say that nearly all of them, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, free of charge services. Now, inshallah azza wa jal, the reason for that is that we want to propagate the deen of Islam. We want to propagate the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once we've done that, inshallah azza wa jal, we can achieve our goal. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the more people we can pass the message on to, the more barakat and blessing it will be. Yet, inshallah azza wa jal, it's time for the daily kalam. Let's listen to our daily kalam for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodon, ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodon, tere naam par sabko wara karun main. آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ، آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، آقا ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری، ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم، کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم، سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم، سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم، کوئی نہیں ہمیں۔ قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم غلب پر جاری، قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم غلب پر جاری،
نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے
واری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے
واری رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں مسرور ہو گئے
آقا
صدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری صدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے
واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آئے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جانے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدد کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے
واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے سر اپنا ہم جھکائے ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آئے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جانے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث البرا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث البرا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہماری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہماری
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عز و جل very beautiful کلام and the way especially it was recited as well it was a beautiful theme alhamdulillah عز و جل beautiful tone as well may Allah عز و جل bless the brother who recited so inshallah عز و جل a very beautiful topic today and I'm going to go through some of the important things sayings of Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali words of wisdom from Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali the first thing I want to mention to you is that Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali he was an Ajami he was not an Arab because he was from Jilan from Iran and when he migrated towards Baghdad to learn the Islamic knowledge and he studied for so many years and one day he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that my son why do you not do speeches why do you not do bayans and Ghawse Pak rahmatullah alaihi he says that ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is because I am a non-Arab how can I speak in front of the native Arabs You know, my Arabic will not be better than theirs. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, open your mouth. So this is all in a dream. He opens his mouth and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam puts his blessed saliva in his mouth 7 times and said to him that go and do the bayans. And then he saw Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem and he again asked him, son, why are you not doing bayans? And he says that, ya Amirul Mu'mineen, How can I do the bayans because I am a non-Arab? How can I speak in front of the native Arabs? The eloquency of the language, I don't know it. So Sayyiduna Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, he says to him, open your mouth. As he opened his mouth, he put his blessed saliva 6 times in his mouth. And he says, my son, go and do speeches, go and do bayans. And Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, When he started to do bayans, he says that there were people in his ijtima, in his gatherings, that would surpass 50,000, 60,000, up to 90,000 people would attend his gatherings. And many, many people, Huzur Ghawse Pak Rahmatullah Ali himself, he says that, Alhamdulillah, in my gatherings, 500 people accepted Islam. And mashallah, for 30 years, he taught the deen, You know, he wrote the fatawas. And for 40 years after that, Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak Rahmatullah Ali, he did the bayans, he did speeches. You know, he was openly now talking in the gatherings. And there are so many beautiful things that the scholars have mentioned about him. And the first thing I want to mention is about Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. You know, he says that in Shawwal 521, His first ijtima was held. Now, he did his first bayan, and he says that the barakat and the blessing and the noor and subhanallah azza wa jal, you know, the environment that was there, it was an amazing. And he says that so many people came to that gathering, and many, many people learned a lot of things. Now, Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, when he was his first speech, There were so many things that Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah alayhi, you know, his knowledge was so immense that he says that there were hundreds and hundreds of, you know, thousands of scholars that would sit in his gathering to learn about the deen. Now, can you imagine the leader of the awliya Allah? And mashallah, many awliya, many ulama, they would be sat there and Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah alayhi would teach them. Now, you can just imagine, close your eyes, how that environment would have been, where Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi would do the bayans, how people would come and listen to his bayans. Allahu Akbar, it's an amazing, you know, just to think about it is just an amazing thought, mashallah. And he says that Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he talked about many, many different subjects, many topics he discussed. And out of them topics, he would talk about the fear of Allah, he would talk about sabr, patience, he would talk about taqwa, you know, for a person to become pious. He would talk about being patient and being, you know, content in whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us. And he would talk about brotherhood in detail. And then, subhanallah, he would talk about the love of the dunya, the love of the akhirat, just to take people away from the love of the dunya and into the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he would talk about, mention about the batni bimariyan, you know, the internal diseases of a person, like lying, backbiting, you know, tale-telling, all of these things he used to openly talk in front of people. And that's what really gets you, you know, for us to talk about, you know, for example, in the bayans, if we start talking about films, all this kind of stuff, this happens, that happens. Yes, but try to put it into today's context and you'll see people will start to act upon that. One of the beauties of the bayans of Amir Ahle Sunnat, what does he talk about? He talks about the same things, but he puts them into today's context. What is happening today? If he talks about acting upon the Sunnat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will talk about today's era, how people are moving away from the Sunnahs, how we can come back. He gives us solutions, he gives us ideas, he gives us a way that we can try to act upon as well. Subhanallah. Hadith Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, at the age of 33 years, Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he spent in darso tadris, in teaching, in knowledge to other people, and in fatawa as well. And then for 40 years, Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he taught about the knowledge of Islam. And subhanallah, he passed away at the age of 90 years in 561 Hijri. Subhanallah. Now, let me just mention a few things that Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, some of the words of wisdom. He says, the sign of a wali is conspicuous by his total reliance on Allah, making him independent from the creation, because in every instant he seeks the help of Allah alone. Yes, so Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah alayhi, he gives us an understanding of a waliullah. Who are the awliya Allah? Awliya Allah are those people who seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal. He says that there was a group of pious people, and they went to perform Hajj. And as they were going past through villages and towns towards the beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarrama, they came across a village and they saw this person who used to worship the fire. And they gave him neki ki dawah, they invited him towards Islam. And because of their piety and the barakah that Allah bestowed upon them, he accepted Islam. Now, he says to him that, you know, is it possible that I could travel with you to Makkah as well? And they agreed, why not come and join us? So that new Muslim, he started to travel with them towards the city of Makkah. When they performed their Hajj and they were coming back to their own homes, he came to his village. And the pious people now said to him that, look, you're back home now, and there's a bit of a money here that we got. You might need this money. And the new Muslim, he says, why are you giving me this money for? And he goes, because you have just accepted Islam. Maybe you might find it difficult, you know, people to adjust into that. So keep this money, you know, it's okay. It's from our love to you, and it's a gift for you, so keep it. And the fire worshipper, he turns around and he says, when I never used to worship Allah, when I did not believe in Allah, He was still feeding me, He was still taking care of me. And now that I have accepted Islam, now that I have believed in Allah, do you think Allah Azza wa Jal is going to forget me? He goes, please take your money with you. My Rabb Azza wa Jal is sufficient and enough for me. Subhanallah. So that is the true belief of a Muslim, that Allah is enough for me. Don't go out and asking people for money. Some people have a habit of asking money. You know, I need some money, I need some money. As a Muslim, we know what the true path is. Yeah, go out and earn your money. Because working for a halal sustenance, for a halal rizq, is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're going to be rewarded for that. We're going to get the barakat for that as well. So if you are watching this program and you are not working at all, yeah, you're on state benefits, yeah, you know, and you nothing wrong with you, please go out and get a job. Inshallah, you know, then don't think to yourself that what kind of a job, you know, I'm not that educated, I might not get a good job. Whatever you get, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will get the rewards of looking after yourself, looking after your family. And there is a saying, the scholars, they say that whoever goes out in search of halal rizq, so that he doesn't put his hand in front of people, yani he doesn't beg in front of people, so that he can take care of his family, then Allah Azza wa Jal will make it easy for that person to enter the gardens of paradise. That is so beautiful. So Sayyidina Ghawse Pak Rahmatullah Ali, he says the sign of a Wali Allah, yeah, that he only asks from Allah Azza wa Jal. As-Siddiq, another beautiful saying. As-Siddiq is the one who has the true love for Allah. Now, As-Siddiq is a person who is very truthful. Siddiq means the most truthful. And we know about Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is on the highest stage of being a Siddiq. And that is what our belief is, that after the prophets of Allah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the greatest of all personalities. Afsalul Bashar ba'd al anbiya bit tahqiq. Yeah, this is a unanimous agreement amongst the ulama that after the prophets of Allah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the greatest of personalities. He is Siddiq Akbar, the greatest truthful person. And Sayyidina Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also given the title Al-Atiq as well, the truthful, mashallah. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, he's lived with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the childhood friend of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They grew up together in the city of Makkah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first man to accept Islam, the first adult to accept Islam. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem was the first child. He was about 10 or 11 years old when he accepted Islam. And then Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, she was the first woman to accept Islam. And Sayyidina Zaid bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first freed slave to accept Islam. And then you got personalities like Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab, the 40th Muslim to accept Islam, Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the one, if you want to know who a Siddiq is, then he has the true love for Allah Azza wa Jal. And what is the true love of Allah? You cannot love Allah unless you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran as well, that, you know, he says that he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, if you love Allah, then follow me. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will love you as well. So if we want the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we want Allah to love us, then we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love everything what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. We love the whole family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we would give we sacrifice our lives in the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another very beautiful thing, do not turn to the creation for assistance. but ask for your needs only from Allah. Where circumstances make it necessary to approach one of the creation for some aid, then first step is to fill one's heart with the love of Allah, and Allah in turn would guide the individual towards his goal, which may be achieved through the instrument of any creation. Now, we all believe that even if we go to a doctor today, yeah, we don't go to a doctor and say, the doctor sahab, I don't get anything from anyone, ma'azallah, you're the only one that can treat me. No, who a doctor can treat you, but who will put that shifa in the medicine that he gives you? It is Allah who puts the shifa into the medicine. It is Allah who will give shifa to you. Like some people do come and they say that I've taken this medicine, I've taken that medicine, I've taken everything, but I'm not getting better. What is the problem? And here the scholars, they say that Allah Azza wa Jal has not put shifa in medicine for him. His shifa is somewhere else. Yeah, where is that shifa? Many people come to the ta'wizat, the attariya stall, they get the ta'wizat, they get the wazaif, and alhamdulillah, they get better. Where the doctors couldn't treat them, alhamdulillah, the word of Allah, the Quran, the durood e paak has, alhamdulillah, has cured them as well. The Quran is a source of cure. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions about two things that we should take for cure: Quran and honey. Take two things for shifa: the Quran and honey. Yeah, the Quran is a source of shifa. Suratul Fatiha. If you read the commentary of Suratul Fatiha, the scholars of Islam, the commentators of the Quran, they mention Surat Fatiha is also known as Surah Shifa. And then there's many other verses of the Quran if you recite them. We give ta'wizat, attariya, and in there, there's many verses of the Quran that are written as well. You know, sometimes you dip them into water, you drink them. Or there's many, many verses of the Quran like that, that will give you shifa. But the whole Quran is no doubt a source of shifa. So inshallah, whenever we get into a problem, whenever we get into a debt, whenever there is something that you might think that there is no way out for me, how can I achieve that? How can I get out of this? Remember, there is one creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, who can take us out of any problems. Any situation that you're in, Allah will take you out of that situation, because He is the creator of the situations. He is the one that can save you from the situation. Sometimes people, you know, they think, you know, especially when you fall into debt, yeah, when we fall into debt, you know, people start to work harder. And Mufti Qasim Sahib, you know, he mentions a very beautiful thing. He goes, instead of working hard, why don't you work smart? Yeah, instead of working harder, work smarter. You know, for example, someone who's fallen into debt, what does he do? He goes to his normal job, and I know these people as well. Yeah, they go into their normal job, 12-hour routine, 12-hour shift they do, from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening. As soon as they come out of that job, they're up to another job, yeah? Another 4-5 hours, they'll get home for about 11, 12 o'clock after the second job. Why? I'm in debt, I need to pay that person, I need to do this, I need to do that. Some suddenly have fallen into debt because of family issues, yeah? The wife's really modern, she needs all that money. We've got a beautiful house, but she wants to have an extension. Or maybe it's our own desires and we're just trying to blame it on someone. So we are spending more than what we are earning. So now obviously what a person thinks is that I need to earn more money. Now to earn more money, he puts himself into hardship, into problems. Yeah, instead of working normal hours, he works out of normal hours. And because of that, his health starts to deteriorate. His health starts to worsen. And, you know, he'll work hard for 2-3 weeks. You're a human, you're not a robot. Yeah, we're not robots. You know, it'll get to us one day. I know someone who works nearly 15 to 16 hours a week. Yeah, so there's no time for family. There's no time for ibadat gaya, you know. Namaz, roze, that's gone. Why? Because ma'azallah, you know, you've got other commitments in your mind. Yeah, for you, namaz is not a commitment. Namaz is not is not something that I need to look up. To read the Quran is not in my list. My list is that I need to go out and earn money. My list is to go out and make a koti in Pakistan. My list is to get the best car and best clothing, best house, best furniture, best, you know, outfits. That's what my desires are. We are following our desires. Yes, sometimes we're following our desires and we fall into this pit where we can't get out of that. There's only one Zat that can get you out of that pit, and that is the Zat of Allah. And that's where you need to work smarter. Yeah, make dua. Ad-du'a silahul mu'min. Yeah, dua is the weapon of the believers. Allah says in the Quran, Udu'uni astajib lakum, ask from me, I will accept your prayers. Make, you know, ask dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. That, Ya Allah, I've fallen into debt, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, please forgive me and make things easier for me. Can Allah Ta'ala not take, Allah Azza wa Jal not take out of debt? Of course He can. Why are we working harder? Why are we killing ourselves? And number one is, why are we falling into debt? If you can't afford something, you don't have to buy it. Look at as they say, apni chadar dekhe na. If I can't buy another house, why am I putting myself into deep problems and buying another house? If I can't afford a better car, why am I putting myself into jeopardy just because my neighbor's got a better car? Just because my cousins have got a good car, I need to have a good car. Islam is not about having the better car. Islam is not about having the better house. Islam is about how strong your iman is. How strong my iman is. What is my relationship with my Creator, with Allah Azza wa Jal? What is my relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? What is my relationship with the awliya Allah? What is my relationship with the ulama-i kiram? What is my relationship with my family? These are the kind of things that we need to be worrying about. We worry about secondary things. We worry about those things that will not benefit us in the dunya nor in the hereafter. Tell me, who has taken gold with him in the grave? ਕਿਹੜਾ ਐਸਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਜਿਸ ਸੋਨਾ ਪੈਸੇ ਮਾਲ ਇੱਕ ਘੜੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਚੰਗੀ ਚੰਗੀ ਅਸਾਂ ਲਾਣੇ ਆ ਈਵਨ ਦਸ ਗੁਣ ਬੀ ਟੇਕਨ ਆਫ Yeah, all these watches, all your clothes, all your jewelry, everything is going to be left behind. They're going to be distributed amongst your family. If you don't have family, they're going to go into a charity. Yeah, so what are we trying to think? Always work smarter, not harder. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal, trust in Allah. And look at your life, look at your finances. Don't work hard and just keep running after the dunya. Hal mi mazid, av ho jaye. And if I have £1,000, I'll be dreaming. When can I get my next grand? Yeah, those are ye, tre kadu hosan, char kadu hosan, panch kadu hosan, agar kabar aayi jaisi. All we did in our life was just think about money. Yeah, that target was there. I need to have this target. Hey, pata nahi agar kabar taiyar hai baithi. We need to worry about this situation. All of us, myself, yourself, and even for those who are not watching Madani Channel now, we need to understand what is our duty as a Muslim. Our duty is, Allah mentions in the Quran, our duty is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to worship Him, to please Him, to gain the happiness of our Rabb Azza wa Jal, so that inshallah on the day of judgment, when we are standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, when we are being judged, inshallah, first of all I will make dua with the wasila of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah Ta'ala not judge us on the day of judgment. If we are judged, then we've had it seriously. If we have been judged by Allah, we will have it. Hame Allah Azza wa Jal ka adal insaf, alhamdulillah, is there. Agar adlo insaf ke saath, if we start to judge ourselves, we're going to be goners. We want the mercy of Allah, that Ya Allah, make this dua in the court of Allah, that Ya Allah, I am not capable of your judgment. Ya Allah, I'm a loser. I haven't done anything. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I need your mercy. So remember, my dear Islam brothers, through the will of Allah, the assistance is directly from Allah, though the agency of is His choice. It's up to Allah. Yeah, we can go to, for example, if you're financially weak, you need to go to your financial advisor, you go to your bank manager, you take advice from them, you go to the Citizens Advice Bureau and you sit there and you ask them for help. Now that help is Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen that help for you. Never say it's because of this. They're all materialistic things. It is Allah. I've got this cup of tea in front of me. If Allah doesn't give me the power, how can I grip this cup? If Allah does not give me the power to drink this tea, how am I going to be able to drink it? I've got so many ni'mas, these nuts in front of me. If Allah doesn't give me the power to grab hold of them, how am I going to eat them? So don't think to yourself that everything's there. So what I'm saying is the source of every help is from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Before we go to our daily reminder, I just want to mention another beautiful saying of Sayyidina Ghawthi Pak, rahmatullahi alayhi. These are the words of wisdom of this great wali of Allah. The sign of a believer is that he makes genuine efforts to earn a halal livelihood instead of remaining idle and relying upon fate. In this manner, his efforts would reap sustenance as well as rewards, and even if there is not much success in attracting sustenance, he would still earn the full rewards. Yeah, so when you go out, make an effort to earn halal money. Make an effort. Don't stay at home idle. Yeah, it's all right. My wife works. You know, Mojan. Yeah, my wife does all the work. She's got a good job. I don't need to work. No, as a man of the house, you need to go out and work. Yeah, and alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, as a Muslim, we don't work because I want more money. We should have that intention that I'm working so that I can earn halal money. And it's important. Yeah, there's this person, he goes to a jungle and he sees a deer with no legs. It's just like the body is there on the floor. And then he sees a movement in the bushes and he's scared and he hides himself. And it's a lion. And the lion's got a kill in his mouth. He's got some food for this deer. And he brings that food towards the deer and the deer eats that food. And this person thinks to himself, a deer and Allah is providing food for that deer. I am better than a deer. I am better, you know, the humans are the best of all creations. So Allah, why cannot Allah Ta'ala feed me? And he says that he will. So he sat down. One day, you know, he sat down. All day he's been doing the zikr of Allah. Second day he's been doing the zikr of Allah. Third day, without eating, he's continuing doing the zikr of Allah. And he gets so weak. And you know, he doesn't have any power to stand up. And now he pleads in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah, you have fed the deer without it moving, without it doing anything. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, please feed me as well. And he heard a voice from the unseen. Why do you want to be the deer? Why do you not want to be the lion? Go, stand up, work, earn yourself and feed other people as well. This is what we need to do as well. Maybe if you're watching Madani channel now, and that's the only watch the channel that you're watching, then it's good that what you are watching, but that still doesn't give us, you know, the rights that we stay at home. We don't go out and work. Alhamdulillah, many people, you know, what I'm saying is maybe you've got business. Yeah, you're a sleeping partner. That also classes as working because you've invested your money and your money is now making, you know, working hard for you. That's brilliant. Again, you're working smarter, aren't you? Yeah, so, but if you are not working at all, you're on state benefits, you're on relying upon people. I asked a person in Pakistan when I went there, I said, look, you know, I all day I see you is just walking around the bazaar. You don't even work. How do you survive? Papa gaya van England. You know, my brother's in England. He sends me the money. You know, and all he's doing in Pakistan is just spending that money. Papa laga van hota hai nokar kam karna na to main moja karna. That is such a bad mentality. Why don't you go out and work? Why don't you give something to your papa and his family as well, rather than being a burden on him? And I know people, you know, they work so hard and then they've got to send money back to Pakistan. Maybe they have relatives, their old parents, they deserve it, it's their money. But for someone who is old enough, you know, mashallah, for our brothers and who will be watching, you know, if you've got elder siblings in Pakistan, you've got other people as well who can work, but they're not working because you've got a job and you live in England, you know, they think that, you know, money grows on trees better, you know, Drahtana kar jarsam, I'm going to shake the tree and money is going to fall off. It's not like that. So if you are not working according to this advice, the saying of Ghawthi Pak rahmatullah alayhi, make an effort to earn your halal risk. Let's go to the daily reminder for today and inshallah will come. There's so many beautiful words of wisdom from Ghawthi Pak rahmatullah alayhi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sayyidina Abu Malik Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, As-salatu nurun, salah is light. Commenting on the above hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman has stated, Salah is the light of a Muslim's heart and face. It will be a means of light for him in his grave and on the day of judgment. On the bridge of Sirat, the mark of prostration will serve as a torch. Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal has said, Nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim. Their light will be running ahead of them. The greatest and noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Salah is the pillar of religion. One who establishes it, establishes the religion, and the one who abandons it, demolishes the religion. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, if you just joined us, then welcome to our program. You are watching Rise and Shine. The topic that we are talking about or we are discussing is, I'm going through the words of wisdom of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. That personality that many, many thousands and millions of people, I could say, gained blessings and benefit from the knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal gave him. And Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was so much involved in the deen of Islam that for the first 33 years after he studied, he spent time in teaching and in giving fatawas. And the 40 years after that, he passed away when he was 90 years old, but he spent that, alhamdulillah, preaching Islam, doing bayans as well. Another beautiful word of wisdom from Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullah Ali: divorce the world from the heart and place it upon your hands, i.e. acquire the riches of the world, but let that not overpower or affect the heart. Wealth can come and go, but its acquisition, accumulation and safeguard should not become the supreme purpose or essence of our lives. What a beautiful words, mashallah. Divorce the world. Talaq deo janab, kusi ki dunya ki. Divorce the world and place it on your hands. Yeah, acquire the riches. Yeah, go out and work. Who says that you can't have a comfortable life? Who says that you can't have a good car? Who says that you can't have a good house? Who says that you can't wear good clothes? But all of these things, they should not overpower you, your iman. The riches of this world, don't let them affect your heart. Yeah, don't let them affect your heart. You're driving a good car and you're cruising around the streets and, you know, you say to your lads, yeah, you know, have you seen me car? It's a head turner, isn't it? Yeah, it might be a head turner, but when your head is turning in the grave, what are you going to do then? Allah's given you wealth. Who's given you wealth? And I always say this. If you want to know the reality of who you are, go back 60, 70 years and ask your parents what your reality was. Our parents lived in homes that were made out of hut. Whenever it used to rain, they used to get worried that the house is going to collapse. The roof is going to collapse. Yeah, we didn't have enough money. We didn't have enough money to eat two meals a day, never mind eating three or five meals a day. Nowadays, you go to a wedding, now mukra ini do ghante khana hi khane rahe ho. Yeah, this is going to come, papad aa rahe hain, samosa aa rahe hain, this is going to come. Now the main dish is coming, chalo hun mukri kam. Yeah, main dish is coming. Oh, now the side dishes are coming. You know, main dish we set up, dish we taliya, dish we approve, dish we dishan dishan. I went to a wedding and I heard, alhamdulillah, after half an hour, and I said that, look, this is stupid, man. You know, they do the announcement. First of all, the starters are coming. Even before the starter, the pehle pre-starters, papad, they came. Yeah, at them, theek hai ji, unka, sit back and relax. Azam karo. Yeah, another 20 minutes later, right, we're getting the starters in now. Starters are being served. People are eating this. Fir kya, fir bio, azam karo. That's forget it, man. Chilga ji, salam alaikum, that's enough. Half an hour, I was there. And normally, how much do you take, you know, to eat food? I later found out that it took people 2 hours of eating. 2 hours after people went home. Now, barely combat, he had nothing else to do. You know, and they say, oh, son, now, when a belly has come, karne, come, kya karne, namazon ko ta padhi hai ne? Why did you offer your salah? Were you worried that you're going to miss your salah? Yeah, the food started at 1 o'clock and it finished at nearly 3 o'clock. Are you worried that you're going to offer your zuhr salah? No, you were not worried. Especially when it's in the evening. Maghrib. Now, I went to a wedding and it was like Maghrib time in the evening. And they started to serve the food. This is coming, that is coming. Iran namaz, Maghrib is going now. Oh, janab, padi insana. You know, there's still time. Yeah, in it. And I said that, Jazakallah, I've had a few samosas and thoda chawal ka, then I feel, mashallah, fine. That's more than enough. I'll see you later. It's walked off. I'm not going to sit there for, you know, have 2 hours just wasting my time. Tiga, tu sana koni kam. For you, the come is when you work hard. Again, you work smart. You work for Allah. You work for the deen of Allah. So whatever maal, whatever wealth that you accumulate, don't let that wealth, you know, overcome your heart. A person, his coffin, his shroud is ready, but that person doesn't even know. He's just chilling in his world. He's masto ya apni zindagi. He's living a life of luxury, but he doesn't even know that his grave is ready for him. For us, our graves are ready. Wherever, whenever, wherever we are going to die, they are ready for us. It's just about time that, you know, any one of us can die. But what have we prepared for that? And then this wealth, you know, you see it, you know, especially when you go to a poor country. I keep mentioning Pakistan, not in a bad way. Alhamdulillah, I love Pakistan. Yeah, I love my country. And we should all love our countries, wherever we are from. Because Madani Channel is not only for Pakistanis. Madani Channel, mashallah, is our Muslims from India watch Madani Channel. Yeah, there's British people, mashallah, there's Americans, there's Africans, everyone watches. It's for us, it's not only for Pakistani, even though it's run from Pakistan. Madani Channel and Dawat-e-Islami is for all of us. Whoever says, Ya Rasulallah, mashallah, Madani Channel is theirs, Dawat-e-Islami is theirs. But what I'm saying is, you know, because most of the time I do go to Pakistan, and you see the difference there as well. Because there, you know, there's a culture of, you know, state and nokar. In the UK, alhamdulillah, the culture is not there. You know, you could be a CEO of a company, you could be a manager of a company, but you're going to line up to get your drinks. You know, no one's going to push in. No one's going to say, ah, janab, I'm the manager. Okay, manager or say, car or say, go in the queue. This is what the mentality is here. But in some countries you go, because I go to Pakistan quite often, I see that mentality. Yeah, we're rich. Well, we could do anything we want. Mazala, people can swear at some other people. People can hurt their feelings. And I'm nokar, Kevin. And I have seen it with my own eyes. Allah khatumi, astaghfirullah. Why are you throwing the risk of Allah? Do you think Mazala is an animal? Only because he doesn't have money that you have, only because he's a poor person, only because he was born into a poor family, that doesn't make you, you know, ma'azallah, treat him like that. You were born into a poor family. Abba Amma sone, khana di tar sone, aaj Allah dita tha, apne aap ki bada samjhne ho. It's not like that. So Ghawse Pak Rahmatullah Ali, what he said is amazing. Inshallah Azawajal, we will try to learn more of his life as well. I want to mention another one before we go to our daily hadith. He says, do not harbor the hopes of becoming wealthy. Oh my God, daydreaming. Hi, maa makaana, badi gadi honi, 22 rajni kaale rangai maari honi. Changani si, our camera was looking, he's got 22 Rajwan. So people will think, Tiga Jirab, I wish I had a car like him. Oh my God, that would have. What are we doing? We're daydreaming. We're daydreaming and we're moving away. We're diverting from the main purpose of our creation. And the main purpose of our creation was the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal. The main purpose of our creation was to please our Rabb Azza wa Jal. But what we are doing now is we are pleasing our nafs. We are pleasing our nafs. We're pleasing the shaitan. Guys, you know, you see, how many people come to the masjid? How many people will go for their salah? How many people will come to the weekly ijtima? How many people are going to take time out to travel on a madani kafira? Tell me, go to come, family come, Allah ni raj safar karne, tell me, go. This is what we are. Do not harbor the hopes of becoming wealthy. Yeah? Wealthy are those people who have iman. Remember that. Wealthy are those people who have iman with them. Jinara iman hi koni, wah, who calls them wealthy? Famous are those people who follow the Quran and Sunnah. If you don't follow the Quran and Sunnah, you are famous. Is the shaitan not famous? Yeah, the most famous personality, a non-Muslim famous personality, if you think of them, shaitan. He is the most famous non-Muslim personality. Yeah, he started from thousands of years ago and he's going to last for another thousands of years ago. Allah knows best, but he's very famous. Everyone talks about him. Oh, the devil makes you do that. So he's a non-Muslim. Musliman hai na, ghair Muslim hai, kafir hai. But you know, we all talk about the shaitan. So I don't, you know, daydream about money. Don't date, you know, we're all humans. I'm not saying that I never been through that state, but alhamdulillah, this way, you know, these ijtimas and these bayans and these sayings, they make your mindset that look, life is not all about money. Life is not all about accumulating the wealth of this world. Life is not always being the most wealthiest person. Life is not always being about the most famous person on social media. While life is not only being the famous personality, alhamdulillah, for me there is only one personality, and that is my Piro Murshid, Amir Ahle Sunnat Ahmad Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. For me, the scholars of Islam, alhamdulillah, are our role models. For me, a good Muslim that follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's sunnahs is a famous person. Envy these people and think about them. How can I be? You know, we don't even know how to read the Quran. If that is the case, if the Quran padhna hi nahi aata, why are you worried about wealth? Allah has written that for you. Why are you worried about that? You're safeguarding iman. That is our duty. We need to worry about that. We're not worrying about the main thing. We're worrying about other things as well. Another beautiful thing: the religious knowledge without practice is of no avail, no use. You know how to read the Quran, but you're not reading the Quran. What's the point learning the Quran? Yeah, we need to. I'm not saying that, ma'azallah, if I don't read the Quran, well, why did I even learn it? You did good, you learned it. Now read it. Yeah, you know how to offer your salah, go and offer your salah. Allah has given you enough money to give zakat, practically go and give people. Yeah, go and give people the money. Logu ki madad karein. If Allah has given you a good mind, mashallah, you're knowledgeable, you're very good in maths, you're very good in science, you're very good in English, you're very good in Islamic studies, go and help other people. Make their life easier. Go and help them. You know, it's not always about money. If you come with me, yeah, for an hour I'll charge you £20. It's not always about money, and it's not jais, guna bhi nahi hai. Yeah, it's not, ma'azallah, forbidden for you to take money to teach. Maybe some people, it's their jobs, fine. But don't always try to go after money. Money is not everything, alhamdulillah. We've got the daily hadith. Let's look at the daily hadith. And there's so many of the words of wisdom. I'm going to go through all of them in a faster pace now, inshallah. So let's watch the daily hadith and we'll come back. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
When our believing relatives, it could be parents, our siblings, extended family members, whenever they pass away, it's not the case that we attend their janazah, the funeral, we bury them, and that's it, we forget about them. No, our beautiful religion of Islam, alhamdulillah, has taught us that when our deceased pass on in a state of iman, we must continuously try and benefit them. They can't come back to the world now. They can't perform amal themselves. But what can be done is we perform good deeds and convey rewards to them. And this concept, a very simple concept, is proven from hadith and it's known as Isalu Thawab. Conveying reward, sending reward. And in one hadith, which is found in Sahih Muslim, Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu anha states that a person, a man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqal, and he said, Ya Rasulallah, inna ummi uftulitat nafsuha. My mother has passed away. Walam tusi. And she left no wasiyah, no will. وَأَظُنُّهَا لَوْ تَكَلَّمَتْ تَصَدَّقَتْ. And now he says, the son says, I believe that if she could speak at that time of her passing away, she would have given sadaqah or asked for sadaqah to be given. أَفَلَهَا أَجْرٌ إِن تَصَدَّقْتُ عَنْهَا. Now the question is, He's asking a question to the Prophet ﷺ. If I give sadaqah on her behalf, will she gain reward? And the Prophet ﷺ said, Na'am, yes. Now, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, who commentates on this hadith, he states, في هذا الحديث أن الصدقة عن الميت تنفع الميت. We learn in this hadith that giving sadaqah on behalf of the deceased benefits the mayyit, benefits the person who has passed away. ويصل ثوابها, and the ثواب of that sadaqah reaches them as well. وهو كذلك بإجماع العلماء. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah says, this concept is proven through the consensus, the ijma', the unanimous consensus of the ulama of Islam. So we should always give sadaqah and do other righteous deeds and send the rewards to our deceased relatives who have passed away in a state of iman. We shouldn't be hesitant in this regard. One day we're going to pass away. When we're in our grave, that dark grave, all alone, we would want people to send rewards to us as well. And if we do so today with our relatives, inshallah, people will do that with us tomorrow as well. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to remember our deceased relatives, our Muslim relatives who are passed on, and grant us tawfiq to benefit them.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Today in our program Rise and Shine, we're going through some of the words of wisdom of Sayyidina Ghawth Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Another beautiful word of wisdom: do not become the slave of your desires. Do not come the slaves of your desires. Yeah, whatever you want, don't become a slave of that. I want a good car. For that, I need to work hard. For that, even if I miss my salah, it doesn't matter. I need that. Namaz baad qaza karegi insaan. I'll go to the work. And then when I come back home, I'll offer all my qaza namaz for the day. That is haram. That is wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. Another word of wisdom: do not complain about Allah to His creation. Yeah, do not complain. That's a lot of things. Sometimes we are complaining, but we don't even know if we are complaining. Yeah, calling you now, I can't even get a job, man. I can't do this, I can't do that. I'm always ill, I'm always in problems, I'm always in debt. One issue after the other. Why me, why me, why me? These are complaining. And who are you complaining to? The creation. Why don't you ask Allah Azza wa Jal for ease? Why don't you ask Allah? Maybe there is a reason why you are ill. Maybe there is a reason why you're going through these problems. Maybe if you were given a lot of wealth, you would have deviated from the path of Islam. Yeah, so do not complain about this to the creation. Avoid arrogance and pride. Janab, main janab, asan bada zabardast sari family hai, sara you know, so fulani bradari jo belong karne hai. ایک ای برادری ہے سید سادات کرام اے برادری ہے کہ جنہاں الحمدللہ اللہ تعالیٰ سٹیٹس دیتا باقی سارے نا ورول مسلم پائی پائی ہیں کوئی پاویں کیڑی برادری چو ہے you can belong to this برادری you can belong to that برادری ورول equal no one is better than anyone apart from the lineage of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So don't be arrogant. Don't have pride inside you that I belong to this family. We've got this, we've got that. I've got more money than you. We're better than off you. I'm more clever than you. My voice is better than you. I can speak eloquent Arabic. I can speak eloquent English. You know, I am more clever than you. This is arrogance. And arrogance will take a person nowhere else but the fire of hell. Never side with your baser and lower your desires. Hold fast onto patience. That is very, very important. Sabr. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. Jo sabr wale, who are patient, Allah is with them. So make sure you hold fast onto patience. If you fall into debt, yeah, have sabr. Make dua, work, yeah, but have sabr as well. Make dua, work smarter. If you are ill, we have patience. Maybe there is a reason why you're ill. You know, for a person to have bukhar, you know, high temperature, the scholars, they mention, do not say bad to a high temperature. It burns your sins. Yeah, for a person who's got a runny nose, it cleans up your mind. Jo dimag mein pani hota hai, wo is tarah naak se bahar nikalta hai. Don't say anything. So any bimari, koi bhi bimari lag jaye, Don't say but about it. Just have sabr, have patience, make dua. I know it's very hard. You know, I broke my ankle. And to be honest with you, I couldn't put my foot on the floor. But alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, for them 10 days, I was in very, very much pain. And the only thing that I missed was I couldn't get out of my house. I couldn't go out to ijtimaz. I couldn't go out to the masjid to offer my salah with the jamaat. Why? Because I just could not put my foot on the ground. I always had to have the elevator. And then I went to a herbalist and, you know, trachar kada ke gaya and pata laga, now he's gone back into his own place. But alhamdulillah, you know, so again, thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for that. There's, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. Maybe you are in this illness because Allah wants to forgive your sins. Or may she always think good about Allah Azza wa Jalla. We've got Kanis Fatima. I always, mashallah, love Kanis Fatima and Ghulam Rasool because there's so many beautiful things that we can learn from their lives. So let's watch Kanis Fatima first. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kanis Fatima, good girl,
Kanis good
Fatima,
girl.
Everyone loves her. She is truthful, she does the wrong and enjoys the right. Everyone loves her.
Yay! Yahoo! It's been quite some time. We haven't seen Sister Ramin. Shall we go to meet her tomorrow? Yes, let's make a plan. Watch out!
Ow!
What is your problem? What's wrong with you?
Why are you after me all the time?
You should have been careful yourself.
Say sorry to me.
You want me to apologize? You must be joking. All right then, let me tell Sis all about this.
All right then, okay, I'm sorry.
Please don't tell Sis.
Please
move out of my way.
I will definitely tell Sis now.
Ariba, aren't you my best friend?
Don't forget about it.
Come, let me tell you something.
Okay then, tell me.
I use a mobile phone.
Whose mobile?
My dad's.
Your dad's?
But Raika, we should make sure that we don't use someone else's stuff like this.
My dad doesn't let me use it at all.
What can I tell you about it? It is so much fun.
Is it?
If you let me use it as well, then
I won't tell Sis anything.
But this is blackmailing.
All right then. Let me just tell Sis then.
Okay. All right then. Come on, follow me.
Allahu Akbar.
Where are you guys going?
Should I tell her? Sis, no, I'm just taking her to my room.
All right then.
Fatima, good girl.
Whose room is this?
My dad's.
This is where he keeps his mobile phone.
Okay.
You stay here. I'll go inside our niece's mobile phone. I will use it for 5 minutes, and then it is your turn. But Ariba, as soon as you see someone coming, give me a shout.
All right then, but make sure you come back quick.
Okay. Why isn't she coming out?
She's taking way too long.
Right guys, it's been over 5 minutes now.
It's my turn now. Otherwise, I will go and tell Sis everything.
You're my best friend.
Please.
One more minute.
It should not be more than 1 minute then. Otherwise, I'll come and take it myself. Ariba, what are you doing outside Dad's room? Why aren't you saying anything? Why are you mumbling?
You?
And by the way, where is Raika?
Sis?
Ariba, tell me the truth. Where is Raika?
Sis!
Raika, first of all, come out of the wardrobe. Kitchen, make sure that they don't look at themselves at any such place where they can have breathing problems. I explained you before as well that we should not use anyone's belongings without their permission. And we should not go in Dad's room without his permission either. And we should not be using mobile phone all the time. And we should make sure that we don't engage ourselves fully into these gadgets. And we should not watch any such cartoons on the phone that make our beliefs corrupt and are not beneficial either.
What else should kids do then? Neither can they play a game, nor can they watch TV, and they can't play outside either.
Riker, whenever you are talking to someone, you should not leave it midway through due to getting angry and upset. This is against the manners. And then you came in Dad's room without taking his permission. This is also against the manners. And then you used his mobile phone, which is also against the manners. Now listen to me. Riker, we can read a book, help out Mum in household activities, engage ourselves in art and craft, and so many other things. My friend's parents give her a mobile phone themselves. Yeah, I know, they're wrong in doing so. The parents should make sure that they keep mobile phones away from children. And if you do want to watch something on the mobile phone, then first take your dad's permission to watch cartoons uploaded there. Ghulam Rasool, Kaniz Fatima, you will definitely get entertained through these cartoons. And in addition to this, learn various new things.
Jazakallah, sis. You told us such beautiful things.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz, good girl.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما شاء الله عز وجل that was Kaniz Fatima and a very beautiful message I think and it's in need of our time this message because a lot of youngsters our children do spend a lot of time on mobile phones you know and that's what we need to put a stop to because what are they watching on their mobile phones? You know, they might be thinking, you know, it's innocent. Okay, if you are making them watch cartoons, we've got Kaniz Fatima, we've got Ghulam Rasool, make sure you have them with you. And if it's your teenagers, make sure you at least have, you know, check upon them regularly so that, you know, you take their mobile phone off, just go through, it's not, you know, going through their privacy. You know, don't fall into that trap, you know. Okay, oh, it's the privacy of my children. Yeah, alhamdulillah, privacy of your children, something happens, you're going to regret it then. So make sure you check their mobile phones, you check their computers, you put a parental lock on there, you go Wi-Fi at home. When you are not at home, you know, sometimes look at the, you know, the things that your children will be asking. Yeah, for example, as a whole family, you're going out. But, you know, your teenage son or your teenage daughter doesn't want to go out. No, I'm just so tired, I don't want to go anywhere. No, take them with you because that might be a reason if they're sat alone, Wi-Fi is at home, and they can go through and, you know, browse anything. I'm not saying they're going to browse through any, mazallah, dirty stuff, but there could be many other things that are harmful. I was reading a report, and they say there's more than 50,000 predators online all the time trying to prey on innocent people. If your children fall into that trap, then it's going to be too late to save them. I once got approached by a father, and his son, he fell into the trap of gambling, you know, these online gambling games, and he fell into that trap, and he wasted nearly £17,000 of his dad's money. You know, he got some loans, and, you know, on his dad's name, and he was paying, you know, these loans, and thinking to themselves, the next day I'll give it. No one ever wins in gambling. You always lose in gambling. I want you to watch this package, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It's da'wat-e-islami.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, whoever gives sadaqah for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, that sadaqah becomes a shield between this person and hellfire. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Dawat-e-Islami is an international organization working in more than 80 departments throughout the world. Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Darul Ifta Ahlus Sunnat, and Madani Channel.
All over the world.
These departments require millions of rupees to operate, so do contribute and help spread the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah all around the world.
Dawat Islami UK Madani Channel, Sort Code 309773, Account Number 4363456 0, IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3456 0, BIC LOYD GB 21087. Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, that's the end of our program for today. Rise and shine. Inshallah, see you tomorrow. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end. And the